Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Encyclopedia of 5000 Spells by Judica Illis is a large-scale reference for readers interested in practical folk magic, historical spellcraft, and the cross-cultural roots of modern magical practice. Organized in an encyclopedia-style format, it gathers thousands of spell entries and related notes spanning love, protection, prosperity, healing, vanishing, divination, and household magic. Illis frames spellwork as a living tradition shaped by migration, religion, trade, and oral storytelling, drawing attention to how similar intentions recur across distant regions and time periods. Rather than presenting magic as a single system, the book highlights variety, different ingredients, ritual structures, and symbolic correspondences used by different communities to address everyday needs and spiritual concerns. Because it functions primarily as a compendium, readers can browse by goal or theme, compare approaches, and adapt ideas to their own ethical and cultural boundaries. For many, its appeal is breadth. It aims to be both a practical toolkit and a doorway into folklore, myth, and magical history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a global map of folk magic traditions. A defining feature of the encyclopedia is its wide geographical and cultural range. The book treats spellcraft less as a single doctrine and more as a family of practices that emerged wherever people sought help with love, safety, health, luck, justice, and spiritual protection. By presenting spell ideas associated with many regions and historical settings, it encourages readers to notice patterns. The repeated use of knots, candles, baths, incense, written charms, and spoken petitions, even when the surrounding religious language and symbolism differ. This global approach can help readers understand that folk magic often develops alongside everyday life, blending with local customs, household routines, seasonal festivals, and community beliefs. It also highlights how magical methods travel, adapt, and hybridize through migration and cultural contact. For the modern practitioner, this breadth can be both inspiring and grounding, offering multiple ways to pursue the same intention while reminding readers to approach sources thoughtfully. The result is a reference that functions like a comparative study, showing both the shared human concerns behind spellwork and the distinctive cultural expressions that shape how those concerns are addressed. Secondly, spell structure, intention, timing, tools, and repetition across the many entries, readers can infer a practical framework for how spells are commonly constructed. The first component is intention, a clear goal such as drawing romance, breaking bad habits, guarding a home, or improving finances. Next comes method. Actions like lighting candles, preparing oils, making sachets, taking ritual baths, inscribing words on paper, or working with knots and containers. Many spell traditions also emphasize timing, whether tied to lunar phases, days of the week, sunrise and sunset, or seasonal moments. Another recurring element is correspondence, the symbolic association between materials and outcomes, for example, particular colors for protection or attraction, specific herbs for cleansing, or metals and stones linked to prosperity. Finally, repetition often appears as a mechanism for building momentum, such as repeating a short action over several days, or combining multiple steps into a small routine. The encyclopedia format makes it easy to compare these building blocks across different aims and cultures. For readers, this can turn the book into more than a list of spells. It becomes a guide for understanding why certain ingredients are chosen, how rituals are sequenced, and how to adapt techniques responsibly to personal practice while maintaining clarity and consistency. Thirdly, everyday magic for home, work, and relationships. Much of the book's appeal lies in its focus on practical, everyday concerns. The spell entries frequently address the kinds of problems that arise in ordinary life: conflict with neighbors or coworkers, anxiety and low energy, household harmony, attracting opportunities, and protecting loved ones. This style of folk magic often uses accessible materials and familiar actions, making the work feel integrated with daily routines rather than separated into rare ceremonial events. Readers will find themes such as cleansing a space, setting boundaries, encouraging good dreams, improving communication in relationships, and cultivating steady prosperity. In many traditions, the home is treated as a spiritual ecosystem, with doorways, thresholds, kitchens, and bedrooms viewed as points where protection and blessing can be strengthened. Relationship-focused work commonly revolves around attraction, reconciliation, and personal magnetism, but also includes methods aimed at cooling conflict or encouraging honesty. Work and money spells often emphasize luck, success, and stability, reflecting the long-standing link between magic and livelihood. By gathering so many variations, the encyclopedia helps readers choose approaches that fit their values and comfort level, while offering insight into how generations have used symbolic actions to cope with uncertainty and pursue desired change. Fourthly, protection, cleansing, and uncrossing as core foundations. Protection and cleansing appear as foundational categories, reflecting how many magical systems prioritize safety before attraction or enhancement work. The encyclopedia presents numerous methods aimed at warding off negativity, discouraging harmful attention, and restoring a sense of spiritual cleanliness. Readers will encounter recurring strategies such as purification baths, smoke cleansing, floor washes, amulets, talismans, boundary setting at doors and windows, and practices meant to send away unwanted influences. These entries also illustrate how protection can be proactive rather than reactive, maintaining household blessings, refreshing wards periodically, and building personal resilience. In folk traditions, cleansing is not only about removing harm, but also about resetting conditions so that luck, love, and health can take root. Uncrossing style work, in a general sense, relates to disentangling from bad luck, envy, or lingering emotional ties that feel draining. The book's breadth allows readers to see how different cultures express similar aims using different symbols, prayers, or materials. For modern users, these sections can serve as a practical starting point, especially when approached with an emphasis on personal responsibility, emotional well-being, and respect for cultural origins. Protection work, in this view, becomes a toolkit for creating stability and clarity. Lastly, folklore, myth, and the ethics of adapting spell work. Beyond providing spell ideas, the encyclopedia invites readers into the wider world of folklore and myth, where magical practices are embedded in stories, saints, spirits, and cultural memory. Many spells make more sense when viewed through their symbolic context, why certain plants are believed to guard a doorway, why particular words are written and carried, or why a ritual gesture is repeated a set number of times. This context helps transform spell work from a purely mechanical process into a meaning-rich practice. At the same time, a global compilation naturally raises questions about ethics and adaptation. Readers may encounter traditions that are closely tied to specific communities, religious frameworks, or historical experiences. The book's wide scope can be used responsibly by treating it as a reference point for learning, not a license to claim ownership over every method presented. A thoughtful approach includes researching origins, avoiding practices that require initiation or community permission, and adapting with sensitivity while honoring the intent behind the work. In this way, the encyclopedia functions not only as a practical catalog, but also as a reminder that magic is intertwined with culture. For readers, the benefit is twofold: expanded creative options and a stronger appreciation for the human stories that shape them. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a broad reference rather than a single path system. Eclectic practitioners, witches and folk magic enthusiasts, writers and game designers seeking authentic inspiration, and curious readers exploring the history of spellcraft through folklore. Beginners can benefit because the encyclopedia format lets them start with simple intentions like cleansing, protection, or confidence, then compare multiple approaches before trying anything. More experienced practitioners can use it as a brainstorming resource, a cross-cultural index of methods, and a way to refresh routines with new symbolic correspondences. The book can benefit a reader's life by offering structured ways to focus intention, build habits of reflection, and create rituals that support emotional clarity and personal boundaries. Even when approached as cultural study rather than literal practice, it can deepen understanding of how communities have historically managed uncertainty and expressed hope. Compared with similar books that focus on one tradition or a small set of spells, its value is scale and variety. It gathers an unusually large range of goals, techniques, and cultural echoes in one place, making it a practical desk reference you return to repeatedly rather than a one-time read. For buyers seeking a single, expansive compendium, it is a strong option. If you would like to support Judica Illis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.